JQM, DeForest Madison.
I woke up in the morning.
Krista and the Morning Rush.
Wake up.
Oh, gosh, here we go.
She was uncomfortable wearing her Jane Fonda outfit, but she doesn't want to wear a thong.
I tried it on last night. Amazon. It's a thong.
And I told her I will wear a thong if she wears a thong.
Yeah.
Well, if you wear a thong and Aaron wears a thong and I wear a thong.
The morning, the station that sounds like Madtown. This is 93.1 Jams.
How's it going? We are Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We had success yesterday when it came to grabbing our costumes for Freak Fest. And I will say, mine is not a thong.
No, it's not a thong, but I really do like your costume.
I will let you know that I had a hard time figuring out how to put that damn belt on that costume.
Did you get it, though?
Of course, Travis did.
Oh,
there you
like
go.
In a second.
Classic.
Of course.
Yeah, so I'm really excited. Shady, you look very studly in your costume.
Oh, yeah, I got the, mine's good.
Did you already use it, by the way? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I did.
Listen to you.
Along with the collar that I took home yesterday. Good time.
Oh, no.
What is going on in your private life, man?
My private life is really exciting.
That's really kinky.
That's right.
So should we say what we are, or should we keep it a secret?
Okay. People will see.
All right.
They can go to Freak Fest.
Right. Or see us at Ho-Chunk on Friday.
Yeah, I know, right? So that'll be fun. I'm excited for that. I'm really sad, though, that Aaron was not able to find a costume.
No, nothing really spoke to me. There was only one. It was a big light switch. It said, turn me on.
Yes. I really liked that one.
But it didn't look as good as it did in the picture was the problem.
Is that
because it was like all like crumpled up and everything?
It was cute. Yeah, like you said, it was a light switch with the turn on and off. Are you getting warm, Shady?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That shirt, that's not even needed today.
I'm not taking off my clothes. I don't know why you're looking at me.
You're wearing that pink shirt, Chris.
Oh, yeah, I'm wearing this pink top. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. If you want to see her pink top, you can go watch a girl talk today.
That's right.
So cute.
Or of course, I guess you could watch our Facebook Live when we do reality check.
That's right.
Or that, yeah.
Either way, if you want to see your top.
Either way. Yeah. So other than that, we had a great time. We got all of our pumpkins. That was a great sight to see.
Is your car okay?
Yeah, my car's fine.
Is your suspension okay?
Yeah. We loaded 15 pumpkins, which is like 300 pounds worth of pumpkins into the trunk of my car.
Yeah. At our local Hy-Vee.
Yeah. So. Right. Had to bring those back. So yeah, no, we're all set for our awesome pumpkin spiced event. We still got a couple spots left. So listen, today and tomorrow, if you want to get your place for this couples pumpkin carving contest, coffee and donuts from TNT Catering, and of course, get a reading from Melanie Madison's Medium.
What kind of car do you have again? Is it a Camry?
It's a Nissan Altima that I've been trying to get someone to steal, but not anymore because now I fixed the brakes.
Do they make Nissan anymore?
Yeah. Yes.
They do. Of course. Yes. They do. I'm ignorant when it comes to cars.
Yes, you know your mid-90s Buicks, of course.
That's right. Which, by the way, Krista.
Oh my gosh!
Decided that yesterday I'm at home, you know, just smashing some Taco Bell, and I get a call from Krista.
Mm-hmm.
Shady, why are you out here? I just saw your car. What are you doing?
True story.
I'm like, no, what?
There's other Buicks.
No. This is crazy. I'm driving through Cross Plains. And I see his Buick coming my way, and I see him in the car with the bandana, and I call him, and he's like, what are you talking about? I'm not kidding. It's probably the freakiest thing I've ever experienced.
By the way, shout out to Teresa at Taco Bell. She loves us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Teresa.
As I said, I mean, there's not that many.
I almost feel like you're lying to me. I almost feel like, yes, that was you.
How do I prove that I was at home yesterday?
No, there's clearly a type of person that drives a Buick, and now we know what it is.
There we go.
It's guys that look like Shady that wear bandanas.
That's right.
It's not
By the way,
joke. Yeah.
I'll just throw it out there, Madtown. Yeah. I have been really angry on the road lately, so if I have honked at you, I apologize.
Oh.
To some.
Oh, I'm pretty angry today, Shady. I'm also mad at my property management company.
Oh, by the way, I got that resolved.
Oh, nice.
They moved my parking space.
Very good.
Because... she's like, why is there so much drama? I'm like, I don't know. People are just, something in the water.
Fair enough. Yeah. Well, I'm currently having an issue. My property manager decided that he doesn't like the fact that I put all my junk mail, all the useless stuff on top of the mailbox because it's not coming into my apartment.
Yeah.
Right.
He decided to take it and put it in front of my apartment door. So now I have to use all my time and all my energy to crush this person. And it's really honestly a burden.
Well, you could shred it and then you scatter it amongst the apartment and then you say it's Halloween decorations and tell them to clean it up.
It's doable, or I could wait a couple months, build up a giant collection of junk mail and put it into his brand new car. All good options that I'm probably going
to
do.
Here's my question, though. What do you expect him to do with your junk mail?
Don't care. As long as it doesn't come back to me.
See, now, the mail thing, at home, dude, I bring it in. I understand because I bring it in. And anybody that knows me will attest to this. In my house, I usually have a big Hy-Vee you know, bag full of junk mail.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day you just, you get really drunk and you shred all the stuff and it's fun. It's a good time. Yeah.
Oh,
again, this is just part of becoming an adult. It is your responsibility, Aaron, unfortunately.
You have to bring it into your apartment. You can burn it once it gets in there.
It's within your mail, so it's your responsibility.
It's not going to be.
I'm sorry. It sucks to grow up. I know. I get it.
No, it's okay. My property manager will deal with it because he now gets to deal with me.
That's right.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Aaron.
I hope there's more Aarons out there like you.
There isn't.
There's only one.
We're going to have an exciting show, by the way. So get ready, getting you hooked up with Freak Fest, also Radio Recast, 3-2-1 Local, and Pumpkin Spice. And our favorite girl, Tough Love, is here. She is coming up.
You went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second.
Nah, let's go back where it all started.
Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We are back at it. Very popular in the dating world. It's Second Date Update.
Absolutely. Go on that first date with somebody, and for some reason, the other person does not really enjoy the date as much as you did. So we're here to kind of mend that bridge, maybe make a second date happen. We go ghost hunting. It's a good time.
Yeah, and this morning we have Danny on the phone. Good morning, Danny. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're good, honey. So tell us about this date you went on.
Well, I met Aaron on Bumble, and we kind of talked on there for a little while, and then finally we decided to go out, and we have a few things in common. We're both kind of athletic and into fitness and things like that, and she goes to yoga a lot, which I really like going to yoga.
Yeah.
So she invited me to yoga. I think we went to Dragonfly Yoga.
Oh, yeah.
And we did hot yoga, which is great. Woo! Like, I've done it a few times, I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did hot yoga. It was really relaxing. Like, we met up before, and we were hanging out a little bit, and then we went to yoga. It was really relaxing. Had a great time. Had a good workout. Felt great afterward. And then we got hung out a little bit more, and I thought, oh, yeah, nailed it. It was a good date. Like, I wasn't being a creep or anything like that, and I thought for sure we hit it off. I'm keep inviting her to come to my gym. She's not really responding, and just trying to figure out, you know, what the heck happened.
Sure.
Like, we had talked a lot before, and then we just go to yoga, and I thought that was great. Now she ghosted me. I don't know if she's got another dude or something like that, but like, I figured it out.
Now, do you think it might have been something you said? Was it how you were dressed? Did you wear a good old Jane Fonda outfit to yoga?
God, I hope.
No, you know, just the standard stuff. Like, I'm not trying to, you know, say anything, but I'm in good shape and
absolutely.
Oh my God, that hot yoga, man, that's insane. That's like over, what do they put it, like to 100 degrees in that room? I would pass out.
Yeah. Time.
you're pouring sweat, but it's so good. It's such a great workout.
That's right.
All right.
It feels great.
Well, this is what we'll do. All right, Danny, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, good luck, honey.
Hello?
Hi, is this Aaron?
This is me.
Hi, Aaron. This is Krista and Shady from Krista and the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, what's up?
Hey, girl. Listen, we were just calling because someone very adorable takes a liking to you. You went on a date with him like 2 weeks ago, if you remember, some huddled yoga with Danny.
You remember Danny?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Danny called us up, and he was kind of curious as to, as are we, why you're not getting back to him after your guys' lovely date at Dragonfly Yoga. What happened? What's your side of the story, girl?
Yeah,
it's kind of embarrassing, but anyway. We went to my yoga studio. It was super fun. Hot yoga. I thought that was actually kind of cool that he wanted to do that, like, as a date. That was fun. Anyway, so it's really intense, especially hot yoga. Just, you know, I don't know if you've done it, but just the temperature is like crazy. So then at the end, we were in Shavasana, which everyone's all about. That's when you're like resting at the end, basically.
Sure.
Right.
And he fell asleep, which is like whatever people do all the time. But then he started snoring so loudly.
Oh,
I can't even. It was so embarrassing.
Oh, man. Now, I've had a foot massage before, and I ended up snoring in front of Aaron. It's just so relaxed. So, as you know, I'm sure if you've listened to Second Date Update, we do have Danny on the line.
Yes.
And, Danny, do you find yourself to have been so relaxed that you fell asleep and snored your
whole
way?
What's up, sleepy Danny?
No. Oh, my gosh. I didn't know I was snoring. I normally don't snore. I'm not
right.
a snorer. Very rare that I
you
snore.
You definitely do.
See, I think it's cute. Listen,
I'm just
she's
saying, you know what? You guys sound like you guys have a lot in common. Now, Aaron, do you think that maybe you guys can go on a date, a little more energetic date, like maybe a dance club, or you can come to one of our tailgates over at the Coliseum? And then that way, he definitely won't fall asleep. We could try out this date thing again. So it sounds like you guys are really into each other.
Please fall asleep on the dance floor.
I mean, I guess I would give it another try.
See, there you go. I mean, I don't see you guys had any big issues. There's no red flags or anything like that. Just he was a little tired that day.
Yeah, it's 100 degrees in here.
You should have told me I was snoring. Wake me up. I would laugh about it. Oh, my gosh. That's ridiculous. That's funny.
So it's okay.
So is this a game plan? Are we in on this second date?
Yeah, I'm game. Aaron, let's do it. Yeah. I will score this time.
I love it.
Happy-go-lucky fun time.
Who gonna check me, boo?
Close your links to married men, hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the wind, fabulous.
Okay. You are psychotic, Jesus Johnny.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go. And here we are once again with your reality check. I got my girl Tracy in the house. How are you, love?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You have big plans today?
Sure. What do I have to do today?
You have to work.
I have to work. That's right. I have to work.
Are you going to do some...
Not like the housewives.
Oh, my God.
I have a job.
That's right, girl.
Okay.
All right. Let's kick it off with the Real Housewives of Orange County. Tracy, my gosh. It is all about going head-to-head with Shannon.
Yeah. I felt bad for Shannon.
She had
a breakdown, though.
She
clearly had a breakdown.
So it first kind of kicks off with Gina talking to Tamara. You know, what kind of friend are you, Tamara?
Right.
When she's like, why do you always back Shannon up in any situation? She's like, I feel sorry for her.
I don't feel sorry for Tamara. Okay. I've known people, and I'm sure a lot of people have known people that are very needy. Like, they've got to talk about all their problems, their negative Nelly, stuff like that. I totally get it. It's draining. But Tamara, season after season, she is not a good friend.
Yeah.
She will sit there and talk about the friend behind their back. Okay, so maybe it's awkward to try to tell your friend, okay, look, this is too much for me. Like, you're calling me 24/7.
Right.
But you don't go tell 8 people and talk bad. Just say, you know, just make a comment. Don't, like... She goes all the way in and talks really bad about this person that is a best friend.
Well, I think this is a classic situation of what we like to call backstabbing a girlfriend. I mean, when you constantly talk about someone behind their back to other people, that's not being a genuine friend.
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely see where it's draining.
Yeah.
But, okay, I would just say if someone came up to me, you know, Shannon does this. Okay, well, yeah, you know, I can see where that... I've been dealing with that, too.
Sure.
But
don't
go into it and just start talking bad about it.
Not good, girl.
I don't like Tamara.
Well, all the ladies, of course, looking very fabulous in Jamaica as they go to dinner. They're all sitting down, and then the firestorm happens.
Yes.
When Gina decides to have a conversation with Shannon at the table, and then it includes her best friend, Tamara.
Yeah.
And she basically says, oh, really?
Right.
Really? Do you think you're a good friend?
Right.
And clearly, that's what kind of kicks off the firestorm. Here's a clip, though, from last night in general.
Her crying over her $13,000 a month rent.
She's got rich girl problems.
She has no time for you.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Tamara will tell you I am a very good friend to her.
Okay, let's let Tamara tell her.
There it is.
How dare you?
So that's right.
Well,
so
good.
It starts with that part.
Yeah.
And then that goes kind of crazy from there.
It does. Yeah. Look, I get it. Shannon is negative. Shannon focuses on Shannon. I did feel bad for her, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when she wanted to... Sometimes you just need a minute. I wouldn't want cameras following me either if I'm about to have a nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
But you do know you're on a reality show.
You know that.
But it just seemed to get worse and worse and worse. Like, she just freaked out. And she was mixing up what some people were saying. Like, someone had said, get on medication.
I think
Vicky or Kelly said it.
Well, yeah, because, you know, when it comes to Vicky, she was like, listen, I've been through this. I cried every single night going through my divorce, and I had to get on medication. And, of course, that makes her spin out of control, that she just doesn't want to talk to anybody.
And I actually, because she just wouldn't listen, but I actually thought that was a good point that Vicky made. Like, a lot of people go through this. And they get depressed. And she said, I just needed it for a little bit to get through it.
But we're also talking about the lady who pops a vitamin every minute.
Okay, can I make a comment?
Yeah, go ahead, girl.
Where's Dr. Moon? Where is Dr. Moon?
Dr. Moon!
Okay.
Yeah.
Get your money back, Shannon. All right? You've been going to Dr. Moon for how long?
Yeah.
You are crazy. In a good way.
In a good way.
But you are crazy. He's not balancing your energy. And, you know, I'm into all that
stuff. Yes, you are.
But he is not balancing anything.
Yeah.
She's like bat crazy all the time.
Well, something definitely. I think it's just, again, it's boiling up. And, you know, when it comes to Shannon, she gets mad because Gina, and this is the thing about, though, Shannon, she is putting a bad light in her eyes because, again, she does not really care what goes on with anybody else. Clearly, Gina is going through a divorce, and I like how they call Shannon out. And that's what Tamara does. You don't listen to anybody else but yourself's problems.
And that I respect about Tamara. Like, obviously, call somebody out and everything. I don't like all the talking to 50 people about your best friend.
Right.
But they made a good point, too. Why was Shannon making those comments at the table? Like, they were talking about something, and she's like, this is boring.
Right.
Like, this isn't... I'm like... Okay, I mean, you're kind of asking for it, Shannon.
Yeah, you know. Clearly things are going down straight. But yeah, it's just, it continued. By the way, here is a majority of the night in general.
Yeah. You're going to get yourself a heart attack.
Whoa.
Shut up.
Want to go there, Vicky?
It's not the end of the world.
Stop. I mean it.
And basically, that's
Kelly,
how it ends.
Kelly was cracking me up.
She goes out of town.
Stop. You're going to give yourself a heart attack. Stop.
Stop it. Stop.
Like, she was so crazy.
I don't know now where Shannon is because, you know, the next day all the girls go to bed and then they decide to go to some mountain for fun. And where's Shannon?
Well, yeah. And I see that they try to call her and she's not answering and, you know.
That's not good. Now they're making it look like she's actually missing.
I didn't know all that stuff, too. Like, she wasn't taking her kids to school. Like, she doesn't know how to pay bills. Like, of course she's having a breakdown, I guess. She doesn't know how to do basic stuff.
Well.
For, like, 20 years.
Yeah. And now we're wondering, well, now it's being thrown out there. Does she have a drinking problem?
I don't know.
Yeah. That's how she's dealing with stuff. Let's just move aside from that because, again, the turmoil. Let's talk about Vicky's butt.
Thank you. It's like you're reading my mind.
Honey.
I wanted to talk about that.
Yes.
Next. Okay. Do you think she had a butt implant? Because I don't.
Well, they're saying that she had a Brazilian butt lift.
Oh, a Brazilian butt lift. Right.
So whatever that is, because I've never had one, she's definitely had her butt done because she's throwing so much focus to her butt, wearing see-through things, wearing thongs.
Okay.
She twerks at the age of 60.
I like Vicky, but can I not do the see-through stuff?
Yeah.
Her boobs were everywhere. I was like, girl, even during the fight, like there's this like...
I don't like them.
Boob like shot. I was like, girl, can you close it up?
Well, between Vicky and Tamara now, we have seen the girls. And I was talking to you last night on the phone. And what did you say about Dr. Patel?
Girl, I am so glad you brought that up. I think they needed Dr. Patel.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. Tamara's boobs, they look like bowling balls.
Yeah.
Okay, they don't even look natural.
No.
Vicky's, I'm not sure what's going on there. Like, did she take the implants out?
That's what it looks like to me. Yeah. And then it looks like she had a lift done. I think they made
look smaller. Natural.
Yeah.
They look natural, but
they're just
they
not.
Just Dr. Bartel. Call Dr. Bartel.
Call my boy Dr. Bartel once again.
Yes.
He's the man.
All right.
So let's move on to the Real Housewives of Dallas. Basically, this was just a round of rounds of fighting between Deandra and Leanne. Leanne actually makes a comment that she's worried every time. That Deandra is out with Brandy, all they do is drink, and that's not a good look. And she made some sort of comment that made Deandra feel like Leanne was calling her an alcoholic. Oh. Here's the problem with that, which is it's a very sensitive subject to her, that when it came to Deandra's dad, her dad was an alcoholic and ended up committing suicide by shotgun.
Whoa.
So this is, it was really, really sad. It was in the last show that they had prior. So this was just a huge cycle of emotions on last night's episode. So that's what the entire night actually was about, is this fight between, are you an alcoholic?
Yeah.
Stop saying I'm this because I'm not.
Yeah, I think a lot of these housewives shows should be careful because I noticed that they have like a pattern.
Yeah.
Like it's either let's call somebody an alcoholic, say they're on drugs, or like they're faking cancer or something.
Seriously.
And so you really don't know like someone's history.
Right.
Now that I don't think would be a good storyline to bring up since
it's a very sad one, and it's a very real issue, too, as you all know, because we talk about mental illness a lot.
Yeah.
All right, so basically that was the gist of it. Also, Stephanie's husband is going away to Harvard for school.
He's going away to Harvard.
Yeah, he's going to business school. He's going to school. So he'll be gone for like 3 weeks. Anyway, they're having their 10-year anniversary.
Okay.
He takes Brandy to the jewelry store. He buys her a $41,000 eternity band for his wife, Stephanie. Also, Deandra's mom invites the ladies to learn how to cook. We meet Cameron's mother-in-law, by the way.
Okay.
Her name's Jimmy Westcott. She's very well-to-do. it's just, that's the base of it. All right, because we're running out of time, we just want to touch base. Kenya Moore, a baby shower.
Baby shower.
Girl, just tell me what you thought all the ladies look like.
You know, it was way overdone. It was way overdone seeing pictures on Instagram.
Yeah.
But of course, what would you expect?
Right.
I don't know what they were going for.
A fairy tale.
Fairy tale.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was a little much, but it's Kenya. I do think
she looks ridiculous.
She looks. Thank you. Okay, I was trying to be nice.
I'm sorry. I just have to say it.
I mean, they did. They looked ridiculous. Why can't people just have regular baby showers?
Right.
Just have a regular baby. What are you doing?
Be normal.
Be normal. Like, it's just too much. And I still think it's weird that she's pregnant at the same time that Portia's pregnant. I just think it's weird.
Yeah, and Shamia. All three of them are preggers.
I just think it's weird. I think Kenya's been pregnant forever, unless she had been talking about it for a long time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know. I think they had a threesome with the same man, and they all got pregnant at the same time. That's what I think.
Yeah, well, probably, but she's been pregnant the longest.
She has.
Like, she's been pregnant for 10 or 11 months.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Have the baby. Almost a year. It's too much.
All right, and then real quickly, new face.
Oh, Dorit.
What is going on with that face?
Girl, I had heard about this on another podcast I was listening to.
Yeah.
And then I saw that picture on Instagram. Yeah, she's got a totally different face. What happened?
Face off. That is not her face. Her lips are different. She looks like Kim Kardashian, we'll be honest.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so that's what she looks like. So we'll make sure we put some picture up of her because she is crazy.
She looks different.
All right, girl. Love you. It's Reality Check with Chris in the Morning Rush. 93 and Jam.